It wasn't that many Sundays ago. Luke told us the story of Jesus and his focus changing. And the phrase he used was, and he turned his face toward Jerusalem. I've already said that, haven't I? More than once. But the Sundays that we have had since then have, I don't know if you've noticed, but have been ratcheting up in the teaching and the pressure that's being displayed in these different moments. The comparison between Mary and Martha, and the way that Jesus has to point at one of them and say, this is what will get you through, not that. And there's already, can you feel the tension between the sisters in that moment? And then that other moment too, when the rich young ruler comes to Jesus, how do I inherit eternal life? And they go through this whole story of keeping the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbors yourself. And he says, I'm doing that. And he says, good. You're good. But who is my neighbor? And then the pressure starts to build again. And then the guy who is well-to-do and has lots of stuff, so much stuff he has to rebuild his barns to store it all. And then on that very day that the barns are completed and he's going, fool. That voice says, tonight, your life is required of you. Your life is required of you. And in each of those instances, the pressure has been building. And it's going to keep doing that. That's why Luke said what he said when in that fulcrum moment around the transfiguration, Jesus turns his face to Jerusalem. Remember, too, his face was so focused on Jerusalem, the Samaritans reacted to it. He doesn't want to be here. And so that pressure is building. It started as pressure. It's building as pressure. It's building. And then Jesus says what he said today. Wow. Did y'all hear that? I came to bring fire. I came to bring fire. All right, ready? I came to bring fire. Not me. Maybe me. Maybe you. Because there's something about this life of faith that lived earnestly toward Jerusalem ourselves. And the pressure will build in our own lives, too. And I'm not just talking about when you don't get along with somebody in church. That's boring. It happens all the time. And I'm not talking about when you don't get along with your brothers and sisters. That's what families are for. But I'm talking about when that pressure is in you. Because that's what Jesus is speaking from. It is an internal pressure as much as it is one between him and his accusers, one between him and his disciples who are always a day late and a dollar short. It's not a pressure between Jesus and those people, some of whom are asking really good questions. Yes, each one of those situations says that there's plenty of work to do and that the cross matters that much more. That's where he's headed. That's where his face is turned. That's what Jerusalem means. Yes to all those things. But that pressure is now an internal pressure. It's building up in him. And so when he talks about how he has now come to bring fire, I don't envy him. I wouldn't envy any of you if you felt so compelled in your heart to have to make enemies in order to be faithful. But y'all, sometimes that's exactly what faith will do. And families will be three against two, and father against son, and husbands against wives, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. You know, when Jesus uses this image, he's talking about the economy. That's the way people lived back then. Every head of a household had responsibility for being productive in some way such that he could provide for all of those under his charge. And within that, there were all the different dynamics of who was first in whatever pecking order you were using. Firstborn sons got a share, and also got to be the first ones to ascend to that position as soon as the father died of being in charge. It was their household. Daughters-in-law were marrying into a family and dependency on a son that if the father died, the mother-in-law might also be depending on. They were in competition. They would look, and their first question in the morning to the father of the family was, "How are you feeling? Can I get you something?" We're talking about the economy, though, which means we're talking about the whole world. We're talking about the way people lived their lives, how they got by day to day, how the culture lived. And so when he's saying that this set of relationships is breaking up, that's what faith will do sometimes. It'll push that far. It'll dig that deep. It'll break that many relationships. It will force people into situations where they are at odds, not just with a family member. Like I said, that's what families are for. But they will be at odds with their very livelihood. No wonder. No wonder the pressure built. This stuff matters. It matters to every single one of us now, too. Not just then. Not just the situation that Jesus found himself in. And not just his own individual journey to Jerusalem, from which we benefit. It won't do for us to be passive observers of his pressure and his tension and his struggle. We just sang a hymn thanking our fathers for their faith. We know who to thank for their faith. There are more mothers in church than there are fathers. On average, church attendance is about 60-40. Female, male. Faith of our mothers, we could sing just as boldly. We should. But that faith is going to take us places, you guys. And they're going to be disruptive sometimes. And that, yes, they're going to be like families breaking up, for sure. But more than anything, that faith may make the difference for someone else. It's not a member of our family. Who do you think Jesus was interested in? Yeah, he loved his mama. But he was being obedient for all of us. He wasn't just being a good boy. Now, some of you are aware of my Facebook activity. Oh, there, fine. He went there. I didn't know you said no there, but he went there. Some of you are well aware of my Facebook activity. I'm glad you are. I hope you see in my own circumstances struggle to be faithful. I think the gospel calls us to make a mess sometimes. I just do. I'm not here all the time to tell you they're there. Your life is worse than everybody else's. Buck up. God loves you. Hang in there. Sometimes I have to be at odds with you. I just do. Not because you're wrong, but because we're not being as faithful as we can be. It ought to be a struggle for us to find that path, to walk that way of following Jesus. It ought to be hard for us to find that way in that world, because that world doesn't walk that way, does it? Guess what? That world's in here right now. Y'all, we've got to take some risks. We've got to push. If we're going to be faithful, some of this is going to be hard, not easy. Some of this is going to be painful, not comforting. Some of this is going to be challenging, not a boost to our egos at all. You know, Facebook isn't the only place that I make messes. And some of y'all aren't even on there, and you make messes too. I've seen you. Thank you. Because I feel like that some of you, actually every single one of us at some point in our day, in our week, in our lives, every single one of us in here makes a mess that comes out of trying to be faithful. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just reached out to somebody and what did they do? They shooed you away. Well, that's a mess. Sometimes you tried to stand up for somebody and all you did was make an enemy or two. Here, you want to be messy? Sometimes you just took care of yourself and you hurt somebody's feelings. But every single one of us brings the world in. Every single one of us has to take faith out. That's how this thing works. And yeah, it's not always going to be pretty. Matter of fact, maybe it's not supposed to as much as we think. I know this. I won't always understand. I won't always get it right. I won't always be doing the correct thing. And sometimes I'll think I'm being faithful when all I'm just doing is just being ornery. But what I'm going to try to do is to follow the example that Jesus set. It got him in trouble, but it saved the world. It made a mess, but it broke those systems that were unjust. It reorganized the commonwealth. And ever since then, people have been pushing back against it. So I'm going to push back against them, because that feels more like following him than anything else. He set an example for us that we can follow. And there's the good news. We don't have to just walk around making people mad. That's too much like my family. But we have an example to follow. We don't have to make this up as we go along. We have an example to follow. We don't have to be in fear for our lives. We have an example to follow. His face towards Jerusalem was a face toward a cross. Ours can be too. We have an example to follow. Let's follow him. Amen. Let's stand together.